For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
You already know. Yankees should have brought together the Wu-Tang Clan. Should have had a reunion. Should I have Wu-Tang perform before one of them three games? Keith McPherson on the Fan, just trying to laugh it off, shake it off, move on. It is what it is. Season's over. Baseball ends again. Yankees fail again. And this one's just the hardest one to swallow because you get to the World Series and you start to dream. I was in here dreaming we're four wins away. This is it. I told you the thing I want most out of all of these games I go to, out of all these games that I watch, all these shows I do, a World Series and a parade, and it's another year away. But as we get weeks away, we'll think about the ride and the journey, and we'll think about, like I said, Aaron Boone, actually did get past Game 7 of a ALCS and got to a World Series. So, I can applaud that. And, they did win the pennant. And it's just unfortunate, right? I said it's not that you lost. It's how you lost. You embarrassed us. You embarrassed yourselves. All-time low. So as I was talking to you, and reading the Joel Sherman article, in my notes I have a tweet from John Morosi where he said, per StatCast, the Yankees had an 89% win probability in Game 1, a 96% win probability in the early innings of Game 5. Like, you find a way to lose. That's why we don't trust you. That's why we don't believe you. That's why there are fans messaging me, Keith, I'm done. Keith, I'm not going to another game. I'm not wasting any money on this team. And I always tell the fans that say that, doesn't matter. They don't need you. There will be more fans in those seats. They will sell out tickets. They couldn't fit another human being into those World Series games. They don't need any of us. They're the Yankees. That brand has been built. But what I do know is that the future is uncertain. None of us can predict the future, like none of us predicted five unearned runs in the fifth inning. The Yankees can't rest on their future any longer. This is your history now. This is the most recent World Series. This is your history. This is what these kids had to feel. These kids thought this was their World Series. And some of these kids are deciding, I want to be a Mets fan. Some of these kids are deciding, I want to be a Dodgers fan. Let's see where Juan Soto goes. That's going to shift a lot of fans, too. Some of these kids really got into the Yankees this year because of Juan Soto. He leaves, they might leave with him. 888-808-1019. It's like, it's not that simple as, 27-time champs. We get some home run hitters. We sign a couple big free agents. Put together a talented team. No, you have to have a guy that can manage the team. And you have to have the right players with the right mindset that can go out there and win in the big moments, perform in the big moments. I tip my cap to the Dodgers. Like, how can you be mad at the Dodgers in a sport with no salary cap, but like a luxury tax? How can you be mad at the Dodgers for finessing and figuring out how to build their super team? You know why they did that? They were tired of coming up short. They were coming off of losing to their division rivals, the Diamondbacks, and watching them go to the World Series. So they went out and signed the players that they signed, made the trades they had to make, and they're going to have a parade tomorrow. We're not. I saw the Yankee report put out the Dodgers earned this. They played clean baseball and capitalized on the Yankees' mistakes. They only outscored the Yankees 25-24 through the whole series, but they came through when it mattered the most. If the Yankees made the routine plays, they could have been up 3-2. They did not. If the Yankees didn't get swept by the Cincinnati Reds, if the Yankees didn't lose all those games to the Baltimore Orioles, or you know what I'm saying, lose the last two series of home, maybe they have home field advantage. Maybe things go differently. We'll never know. We will just spend the rest of our lives thinking about what could have been. And Aaron Judge and Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells and Stanton and Soto and Verdugo and Jazz, all of them, they're broken up now. Rizzo, they're gone now. Like, we don't know what this team's going to look like, but the guys that are back, I hope it fuels them. I hope that Anthony Volpe, it makes him work even harder. I know his work ethic. I remember them talking about how he had the opportunity to win the shortstop job 2 years ago and how hard he worked in the winter. They should become obsessed to get back to the World Series. And Brian Cashman should do the best that he can do and not just settle for we're going to try or we're, you know, no, do more than what you usually do. Extend. This was the year. This is the year where you should have given up a prospect or two. This is the year where you should have added a bullpen arm or two. Go a little bit further because it's not about getting to the World Series, it's about winning the World Series. 888-808-1019. So, yo, do you have the clip, Alex, of the participation trophy? Congratulations. After, you know, you're in tears, or your team is in tears.
Congrats on an AL winning, pennant winning season. Appreciate it.
Congrats on an AL winning, pennant winning season. Yeah, I bought the AL champion shirt. I have a pin that says AL champions, but I bought all this stuff. Because it hasn't happened in 15 years. What if it doesn't happen for another 15 years? Like, what if these kids are not so fond of the Yankees anymore? They're tired of being let down. They're tired of being lifted up higher and higher, tick, 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 and just being dropped on their heads. It's competitive out here. There is more media, more things to watch than ever. Everything in your phone, on demand, social media, streaming services. People try to tell me kids don't watch baseball. They do. There's a ton of kids that I interact with online that I see in the ballpark. Man, you don't know how many grown men have told me, my son listens to your show every night. I love that. It makes me smile because when I came into the radio, people was like, radio? Radio's dying. No one listens to the radio anymore. That's not true. It's on an app. It's on your phone. It goes to podcasts. It's evolving. So can the Yankees evolve? Can the Yankees evolve with the times and the game and look at what the Dodgers did and say, okay, well, we know they're going to be back. They're going to have Ohtani and they're going to keep adding. We have Aaron Judge. What if Aaron Judge evolves, right? We had a call about Aaron Judge's wife being pregnant. I don't think the child is born yet. I think we would have known that. We would have got that news. I think also they would have timed that up. Ooh, Garrett Wilson, touchdown. Nice play. We got a game here, folks. But what if being a father changes Aaron Judge? What if this experience of dropping that pop-up and struggling in the World Series changes Aaron Judge, where he's like, I've already been to the mountaintop and fallen from it? We'll never know. Maybe we will know. Because if they can get back to the World Series and have some more talent around him and leave no stone unturned and stack the deck and go all in, maybe they can beat the Dodgers because this World Series was narrow. This World Series could have been a lot different. They could have beaten the Dodgers. But with their mistakes, shooting themselves in the foot, they weren't beating the Dodgers. Back to the phones we go. Eric is in Amityville. Eric, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, I just wanted to, you're saying a lot of things that I'm feeling. First of all, we waited 15 years for this. Please, Yankees, stay home. My other thought is, you know, has money changed the game where, you know, I went to the series in 76, tickets were $4. I just feel that the players were more hungry because they had a win. And now I feel that what I'm hearing is a common thread on this show is, as a fan, we all care. But I don't get the feeling that the players really care anymore because they're making millions and billions and billions of dollars.
I think they care, but their care has to be shown in their execution, in their preparation. And getting it done. Yeah.
That's attitude. I mean, you know, last night, you know, and I get it, you know, Soto, they asked about Soto about losing, and he's like, he's already talking about, like, well, 30 teams are for me.
Well, I mean, just, Soto is a little different because Soto is, like, Soto's been waiting for this moment. He's a Boris client, and now, like, that was his first interview as an actual free agent. Thanks for the call, Eric. Soto said, I don't know what teams that are going to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to this and every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that. I'm going to be available for all 30 teams. That is Boris Korp speaking. All 30 teams, Juan. You've already played for three. I don't think the Padres are going to bid for you. I don't think the Nationals are going to even attempt to bring you back. So it's not all 30 teams. But we understand. We understand. Hopefully this doesn't drag out. Winter meetings are sooner than you realize. You know, once you guys finish your Thanksgiving turkey and Black Friday, and the week after, it's like winter meetings are happening. So we'll see, man. We'll see. But I'm not even worried about Juan Soto. I know the Yankees will be in on him, and I felt it at times like, yo, he fits. He belongs here. Even that El Alfa song, you know, for him, you know, where he's a Yankee, 22, Juan Soto 101, like it's like a Yankee El Bronx. Like, I'm like, this El Alfa made this song about Juan Soto being a Yankee. That doesn't help. Even if it does help, Juan Soto is not going to give you the inkling that it helps. Even when you see videos of Juan Soto's dad in Yankee gear and, you know, like I told you, I was at the game yesterday. I went and hung out with the Volpe family in the family and friends area. I saw Juan Soto's family. I saw Amy Cole in Legends. I see all these people. I'm there enough. I know who is who, what is what. But I also know business is business. It's not personal. And Scott Boras is about his business. They're going to go get top dollar. And they're not going to let anyone think that they have an advantage. Even if he wants to be a Yankee, the Yankees got to want to be the top bidder. They got to outbid everyone else. They've done it before. They've done it. They went to get Cole. So if they want him, they want him. But I don't know. In my heart of hearts, I'm like, be in on the sweepstakes. But if you lose out on that sweepstakes, that's a ton of money that you can use to help this team. And you kind of have answers. You have a Jason Dominguez waiting in the wings. You have a Spencer Jones on the way. Something to think about. As great as Juan Soto is, you know and I know the Yankees have more problems than just right field. And Judge should be in right field where they built the Judge's chambers. Dom is in Edgewater. Dom, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right.
Yeah, I know. So am I. Listen, actually, I wanted to bring up something really quickly before I get to my Yankee point. I was actually in Mario's Pizza in Hoboken because I actually work right next to the corner, and they gave you very high reviews. I heard you stopped in there a couple of weeks ago or a month ago, and they really loved you, man.
Yeah,
they really did.
Those are my guys. I went live on TikTok, and I saw Mario's Pizza pop up, and they were, you know, like, yeah, we're big Cam the Am fans. Come by. And so I've popped in there a couple of times. Like, I owe them a, like, postcard or a WFAN signed postcard. They're great. They're family. The brothers, they're good people. They're solid people. So yeah, I'll be back in there soon. Shout out to Mario's Pizza in Hoboken.
Yeah, that's an awesome place because I literally work right around the corner, literally, and I go there a lot because
they always have the games on. They've got some beers in there. They've got all types of different pizza in there. Yeah,
yeah, they're great people. You know, this World Series to me, and I've been a Yankee fan for 26 years, so I wasn't around to see the Mazeroski home run in 60. I wasn't around to see 63 when the Yankees got swept by the Dodgers. The 64 game 7 loss to the Cardinals. But let me tell you something. Games 1 and 5 have to go literally as the I don't know if you can put them as top, but the worst World Series losses in franchise history, just the way those games were. And you said about accountability, you know, it starts with Cashman and Boone. And, you know, until this Yankee team changes the culture, which I'm a big supporter of Volpe, but, man, that was just dreadful. But, again, you know, we've been waiting this long for a World Series, and when it's the same thing and you see Aaron Boone over and over and over and over and over again, just like looking like, you know, there's like I know that sometimes that he stands up for his players, and I get it. But at some point, you got to say, you know, the bullpen was overmanaged completely. Arms got tired, as you mentioned. And, you know, we look at this team.
They don't pinch hit. When they pinch hit, they got to pinch hit Jose Trevino.
You want to – first of all, I don't know how Trent Grisham stayed on this team, okay? He should have been DFA'd in June when he screwed up that ball against Cincinnati. And was
they defended that. They literally came out and they said, oh, you know, he's got like a cool way about like how he fields the ball. Like, you know, that's like inexcusable. I forget how they defended it. I'm like, no, he was sleeping. He was out there and let that ball get by him and the runner advanced. They're like, that's not okay. Wake up. Like,
no, it's not. And the thing is, it just seems like, and I was talking with a colleague of mine at work today about it. And he said the Dodgers now are turning into the modern-day Yankees where they're spending the money, getting the players mm-hmm. that they had. I mean, heck, the Ohtani deal, how the heck they got away with that and deferred that money was unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, kudos to the Dodgers. And I want to make one more point. If you look at the two big players on the Dodgers that could have went to the Yankees, I'm going to mention it now. During that time when Freeman and Rizzo were both free agents, who do they go after now? No shot. Now, I like Rizzo. And God bless him because he was a leader on this ball club.
But not close to Freddie Freeman.
Not
close.
You look at
no. 2022, not close.
And you look at Jack Flaherty. The Yankees didn't want him because of the back problems. Yeah, guess what? 2 months in the 2 months in the end of the regular season. Yeah, what did he do? He wound up bringing the Dodgers where they were supposed to be. Granted, his velocity was down a bit, but still, this is a mistake.
You needed it. You got to throw Carlos Rodon. Thanks for the call, Dom. You needed him. Marcus Stroman is on the roster. He can't get a start. He can't even get a inning. He's on the roster because for some reason fans cried about, hey, why isn't he on the roster? I literally just saw a message on my Instagram. How come they didn't go to Marcus Stroman? I'm like, because that was part of the plan. You didn't want Stroman to be in the game. And even when Rodon got chased, they didn't go to Stroman. They could have used Jack Flaherty. I think they passed. And then my theory was, you know, let's see. I mean, he got in the last game, but they won that last game. They overcame it. So, I don't know. My thing is, like, the Tommy Edman deal, Kopech, there's so many other moves, man. If you have a number one team, if you have a team that came out the gate like these Yankees did, if you have a team with Juan Soto for 1 year, why are you still being stubborn? Why are you not stacking the deck? Why aren't you going all in saying, we got to win? Because it's not a guarantee we re-sign this guy. We got to win. They're just prospects. And what's up with the prospect hugging? You know how many people I told, they're like, the Dodgers made this deal. I'm like, yeah, because the Dodgers don't care. The Dodgers, they do everything right. Where, like, they have Páez who came up through their system. They have a Walker Buehler who came up through their system. But they're not afraid to get rid of a top 10, top 15 prospect. It seems like the Yankees are afraid to do that. They just won't do that. It's like a rule. It's like a cardinal saying, no, we won't. We're not going to. So when I see them give up, you know, guys that are in their top prospects, I'm like, that's what the Dodgers do. They're not playing the long game. They're playing right now. They're trying to win right now. Mike is in Tampa. Mike, you're on the Fan in New York. Mikey, Tampa. What's up, Mike? Let's go. No, sleeping. We're getting there. Halloween night, it was a little warm out. People listening to the Yankee talk on the Fan, they hit the... Let's go to Mike and Tom's River since Mike and Tampa's in bed sleeping.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
You know, hosting the show. Trying to get people to talk.
I was just talking about the Yankees loss. I mean, that was bad landing. I can't get it out of my head.
You never will. You never will. You'll be doing something random. You'll be in the grocery store in March, and you'll be like, what? Judge, like, that ball, you couldn't catch that ball.
I mean, I think Boone's got to go. That's it. Boone's
got to
go.
Yo, it's funny you say that, Mike. I was just talking to one of my boys during the break. I'm like, I wanted to fire Boone after we lost in 2021 to the Boston Red Sox. I mean, he's not going anywhere.
You got to get a guy like Girardi back. That's it.
Nah, and they're not. They should go old school. They should go, you know, get a guy like Willie Randolph or a David Cone or I don't know some of the other names that were thrown out. Girardi is available, but they're not going to do it. Thanks for the call, Mike. They're just not. But I was talking to one of my boys, like, Boone is a good guy. And, like, shout out to Boone. I know he listens to my show. He got on John Boy's show, and he was like, you know, Keith McPherson always says, you know, in 10 years when I kept laying into the fact, like, I was so upset that the night before they moved Volpe from low in the order to leadoff, I was upset because they told us in 10 years he projects, like, Boone had to clear that up on his weekly spot with John Boy. And I love that because I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, I used to work for John Boy. Here's Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, telling them that he listens to my show on The Fan, name dropping me. But, like, I got the chance to interview Boone before the season. And I asked him some of the tough questions. And, like, he knows. He understands baseball fans and fandom. And he knows none of this is personal. And he knows how passionate we are and how diehard we are and that we have the best fans. Like, he gets it. He gets it. And, like, as much as I don't think he's a terrible manager, as much as I am not calling for his job now, I was in 2021. I forget exactly what it was. I remember there was a video I put out on my social media. I had to leave the house. I had to take a walk. I had to walk down the street. I was so mad after we lost to the Red Sox. And, like, some of my hate for the Red Sox has cooled off. But I wanted so bad for that wild card game to be in Yankee Stadium, and they blew it the last series against Tampa, which I felt was, like, partly on him because they weren't ready to play do or die, season on the line, wild card on the line. And then the way they got embarrassed with the lineup and I don't know, some of the decisions, whatever, I was like, why don't you at least, I think Boone's first contract was up. That's what it was. So with Boone's first contract up, I'm like, how do you just run it back? Why don't you just, like, cast the net and, like, do some interviews? And if you want to bring him back, bring him back. I'm like, why? We need to do better. We need to do better. I remember saying, like, I'm not going to 40 games a year. I'm not spending all this money. I'm not riding the train all those hours. I'm not doing all this. And fast forward, we are just lost the World Series in 5 games when we easily could have been up in the world. Like, it's nuts. John is in Huntington. John, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, Blake? I'm a staunch defender of Boone. I've been, you know, for a while now because I think the players should be held accountable a lot of the times. But after last night, it burned my bridge with him. And that inning was just an epic failure. And it seems like it does come from the top down. Like, I don't know, where is this is all year long with me.
You're good. You're good. You're still there. But no, I'm with you. And even in the moment, you are the manager. You can affect the game. You can stop the game. You can send Matt Blake out there. You can come up on the top step and say, hey, lock in. Hey, you know, one to get. Like, I don't know. It wasn't there. It was like watching a train wreck, watching a car crash, and just, like, being a bystander. You still there, John? I think we lost John. But, yeah. And there are Boone defenders. Chris McMonagle may get on tonight and defend Boone. I know he was looking for every opportunity to put Boone over on the way to the World Series, right? With decisions with the lineup, who to play in the lineup, decisions with the bullpen, pressing the right buttons. We give you the credit, but, like, you also have to take the blame. So it comes with the territory. And I think Aaron Boone knows that. I think Aaron Boone is pissed off. I think Aaron Boone wishes some things went differently. And I don't know how many times we've said, it ain't just Aaron Boone. I am sure of it. How many times you hear me do the beep, boop, beep, boop, beep? That's my sound for the Yankees computer. Before the game, the Yankees computer, beep, boop, 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 beep, prints out a script for how the game's going to go. And it doesn't go that way like 9 out of 10 times. And I feel like since they have a script and a plan, it's just like beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, Tommy Canely. And here we are, yo. Here we are. Tom is in Freeport. Tom, you're on The Fan. Tommy! Yeah, people, I mean, they're listening, but, like, I know it's, you know. I don't have...
First part, can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Keith, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You're good. I was waiting for you to go.
Okay, good. Yeah, first thing is you're talking about Boone, you know, being the players' friends and, you know, adding an I
cool dad
end of everybody's name. Can you imagine Ralph Houk you may not remember him from those years. Can you imagine him or even Billy Martin adding an IE to the end of everybody's name? And
no, because it's just like that's just not how that's not how you command respect. That's not how you maintain order. That's not how you hold authority. That's not how you just it's just not how you can get the results out of guys when the going gets tough.
That's exactly right. And that's number one. Number two is the sting of yesterday. I've gotten over 04. I got over that. But this was a super sting. This was didn't have to be. You know, and we kind of knew in our heart of hearts that over the course of the season that, you know, we really didn't belong there given everything that had gone on. But we got there, and suddenly, you know, hopes were raised.
No, I wouldn't say I didn't feel like they didn't belong. In the American League, I was months out. I'm looking at the American League wildcard standings. I'm looking at that in August. I'm like, they better come out of this. They better win, even if it is the Astros. I didn't want the Astros, but I knew they could beat them. When you get there against the Dodgers, though, and you have opportunity, if they win game one, which they had two leads, it changes the complexion of the series.
Maybe they had it in the bag. They had it in the bag.
And like you said, you know why this hurts? Because you had a 5-0 lead in the fifth. Gerrit Cole was no hitting them. You were rolling. That stadium was jumping. That's why I keep saying they lifted us all the way up, got our hopes all the way up so that we could just come crashing down. And boy, did we come down crashing.
And the parachute didn't open.
Yeah, it hurts. And it's going to hurt forever because of the what if. And you just thinking about, like, how? That's where I was at last night. Thanks for the call, Tom. I was just like, how? No way. Why would y'all do that to us? How? Get the outs. Make the plays. What? You're coming up fraudulent. Oh, you're looking like some front runners. You're looking like when the going is good, everybody's all, yeah, we're the Yankees. As soon as you get a little challenge, get tested, you melt, you fold. And we get laughed at. We get trolled. We got to watch the Dodgers fans run through our stadium making TikTok videos singing New York, New York. We got to look at our comments and our notifications on the phone with Mets fans joining in as if they were in the World Series trolling us. We got to look at everyone in baseball. Hey, and I had Orioles fans chiming in like, shut up. Orioles won 101 games, didn't win a game in the postseason. And the same thing carried. The Orioles are 0 in their last 10 postseason games. But you guys are trolling us as Yankee fans. Yeah, we got to wear it. We got to wear it. You know, there was this girl I used to talk to, her Instagram profile. Her Instagram profile said something like, embarrass yourself, it builds character. And I used to I didn't understand that. I'm like, I didn't like that phrase. But it does. But the Yankees embarrassing you, that's not building our character. I didn't do that. I didn't drop the ball. I didn't throw the ball into the dirt. I did not cover first. But I got to wear it as a fan and someone that represents the fan base and speaks on the fan as a Yankee fan. And you know what? I'm a man. I can handle it. But man, I hope it builds character for them. I hope this is the start of the origin story for them. I hope this is something that embarrasses the front office, embarrasses the manager, where they tighten up. Tighten up, man. That's it. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, what's up? Good to be back online.
Welcome back.
Just in Florida, actually, very interesting story, Keith. You know, everybody says golf could be the most frustrating sport. Well, we do pretty much the same course every year in the same spot, and there's this water that I always hit it into. And there's two holes in a row within the last one I hit it over the water. It actually had gone past the green, but I was very confident in myself, and my father tells me it's going to go in the water. And he's like, I'm like, no, I got it. He's like, I'll give you $100 right now. He's like, if you get it over. And I was all pumpkin, and then I sliced into the water. And I'm like, wow. Now I hear why they say golf is frustrating. That wasn't even anything to do with actually scoring in the hole. But otherwise, it's great. It's freezing here, but at least one good thing about New York is at least the skies are pink. Looks pretty cool with that. But onto the Yankees, Keith. I think the Mets and the Yankees both learned is how much of a need the whole order needs to be. It can't just be 3-4 guys. It has to be the entire lineup. And you saw with the Dodgers, they wasn't even top guys, right? Had a time didn't even do that great in the World Series. And versus the Mets, he was solid, but it not. but with no runners on, he wasn't doing anything. It was other guys getting on base.
That's the bottom of the order. That fifth inning was the bottom of the order. Yep.
And then, of course, they could have been out.
That's it.
I don't know. I thought
we lost you for a second. Go on, Josh. I'm like, we got the golf minute. We got the weather report. We got the Mets and Yankees parallel. I thought you hung up.
No. My mother was just calling me for a second.
All right, well, I'll let you go, Josh. Thanks for the call, man. 888-808-1019. It's about a team. It's not one or two guys. It's about building a team. That's why I look at Juan Soto as one guy. And even though he's a great player, and, like, the case that I would make is actually unfortunate. The case that I would make for the Yankees is you don't have enough dogs. We don't know if Stanton's going to be able to do this again. Actually, probably will. But he's getting up there in age. We don't know if he'll be healthy. We don't know. We don't know if he'll be able to drag Judge to the finish line again. You need Soto. Soto's a dog. With the game on the line against Hunter Gaddis, Juan Soto wasn't about to lose that game. Like, you need guys like that are battle-tested, battle-proven. They're not shrinking in the moment. In the fifth inning, I wish the ball got hit to Juan Soto. Actually, I don't, because like I said, Juan Soto had a ball that he misplayed. I think that Kike Hernandez hit past him. Another one that he misplayed with Otani, where I'm just like, yo, those little things matter. Keeping it to a single and not a double. Gleyber Torres, catch the ball. I have all these notes from the games, and it's unfortunate, man. Game one and game five, if they take game one, lose game two, lose game three, win game four, win game five. Like, we're talking about them going to L.A. game six with a quote-unquote, and this is another thing, too, what a joke, a pissed-off Carlos Rodon. Come on, bro. A pissed-off Carlos Rodon. Why is Carlos Rodon pissed? Because he sucks? Because he gives up home runs? A pissed-off Carlos Rodon. What is that? He's a fake tough guy. That's what I said about all year. Like, he's a pissed off Carlos Rodon. What is a pissed off Carlos Rodon? Like, we've got to watch him pitch for the next 4 years. It's Jekyll and Hyde. You don't know what you're going to get with that. So, yeah, I don't know. Give me another starter with that money. But it's going to be what? Cole, Rodon, Stroman, Heel, Clark Schmidt. And they'll say, we're good. We're good. Yeah. We're good. We don't need to add. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Who are you mad at? Al Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone. Aaron Judge, Anthony Volpe, no, Rizzo, Garrett Cole, all of them, the whole team, all of them, you too, Trent Grisham, you too, Marcus Stroman, they all failed together, so, you know, as we're placing blame on obviously some more than others, it's an organizational fail, and it's going to sting, and you're going to think about these games forever. It wasn't like the Dodgers dominated them. It just felt that way because they made a bunch of mistakes. But it's over. Season over, World Series over, baseball over. And I guess in a couple weeks when you reflect on it, you'll be able to look back on the good times and the fun moments and how Judge and Soto were dominant, how Judge is going to win an MVP, how, you know, the season started, we were worried about Garrett Cole not being able to pitch, and he was there at the end. And look at Luke Weaver, man. Took him long enough. They wanted to force Clay Holmes on us long enough, and then they found Luke Weaver could close. And Clay Holmes could do other things. Even when they put him in the game last night, people were, why do they always got to go to Clay Holmes? I'm like, they love him, bro. They love him. He's their number one option to go to. They can't wait to go to Clay Holmes. So just do better, man. Do better for all of us. Yankees, please. We got to wear it. We're not rich. We can't just go up to the hills and hide away in our mansion and be driven around in car services, book trips out of the country, and just disappear. We got to go to our regular jobs. We got to go to our regular stores. We got to go in our regular neighborhoods and get roasted about. Ha ha. You guys got the gentleman sweep. Ha ha. You blew a 5-0 lead. Ha ha. You pitched Nestor Cortez after not throwing since September 18. Ha ha. Gleyber Torres dropped that ball. Ha ha. Judge struck out 20 times. Yeah, like all this stuff is laughable. Fifth inning, couldn't get an out. Crazy. Couldn't get hits. Crazy. Couldn't score more than 2-3 runs. Had to pinch hit Trevino. Thought that was about to... man. Comedy of errors. A bunch of self-inflicted wounds. And, yeah, even though they took a step forward this year, it don't matter. Second place is the first loser. Mike in Tampa, we're going to bring back. I thought he fell asleep, but he's here. Mike, you got it now.
Keith, I'm so sorry about that. Like an idiot, I had it on mute. My bad.
No, it's okay. You're still here.
All right. Hey, Keith, I love the show. I love your take on everything. Great therapy to get through this heartbreaking loss yesterday between you and C-Mac this morning. But I tell you, you're a little tougher on them, and I like your stance better because I think you really – no knock on anyone, but I mean, I could just tell you're diehard. We're all diehard, but anyway.
Yeah, and I have died hard, and I hang out with a lot of diehards. We are dead.
Oh,
we are dead men
walking. You really are. I tell you, and you know what? I said I wasn't even going to call. I was going to listen, and listening has gotten me through. Don't get me wrong. But when the other guy from Staten Island called, I'm originally from Staten Island, so when he called and he started talking about Rizzo, I said, you know, I know the leader, but you made a great point about, oh, it's resume. But let's face it, the guy won in 2016. He hasn't hit a home run since June 13th. He only busted his fingers a couple of days ago. I mean, I'm just, and I know there wasn't many other options, but I mean, the guy looks like he's even putting on more weight. I would figure he'd have some power. I don't know what the heck he's doing. I mean, he's choking up on the first pitch to hit a little flare, trying to get hit by pitches or hit a little flare over the shortstop. I'm like, come on, man, drive the ball. He hasn't driven the ball since June. And then like what you said about resume and him and Judge with the dogs, walking the dogs in the outfield, the culture of this team, there's no dogs on this team. You're spot on about all of this. And it's really, I tell you, I wasn't going to call, but I had to call. So anyway, I'll turn it over to you now. I'm sorry.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, right? Because Judge is the captain, the leader of the team. So him and Anthony Rizzo are BFFs? Yeah, Rizzo's going to play, even when he's hurt, even when he can't do much. Rizzo, we're going to ride it till the wheels fall off. And then it's, you know, part of the house of cards. You get got. You have a first baseman that can't field the ball and run to first base. Even Verdugo. Like, Verdugo had his moments, but ultimately, like, you wanted more pop out of your left fielder. You wanted somebody that could hit the ball. I know he hit a home run, and then he did come up big, and but, like, man, why was Verdugo even here? I know we laughed at that in the offseason, and then we come to find out Judge had admired him from afar and, you know, wanted them to go get him, and they did. But, like, I don't know. I remember last year ended and Judge was, like, peering out into the distance. I think what we learned after this postseason and his struggles this postseason again, Judge is not almighty. And because he is almighty in the regular season and we think that he's our GOAT and greatest player we've all seen, none of that matters. I remember Jeter said something to the liking of that. Like, yeah, that's great and all, but if you don't like... And people were thinking, like, why is Jeter shading Judge? Why is Jeter acting like that? Because Jeter knows. He understands. You could hit 75 home runs in a regular season. You strike out 20 times in the postseason, you lose. Like, that is remembered. So, like,
as far as Judge being the captain of the team and having all this power, he shouldn't have this much power. He let us down. It's okay now that it's over, but it's not okay. The MVP can't be a negative. The MVP can't drop a pop-up that leads to a five-run inning, five unearned runs, and a comedy of errors. It started with him. They go as he goes, and we're not hating on him. We love him. I'm literally surrounded by Yankee fans chanting MVP after he dropped a pop-up. If you wanted to boo Aaron Judge at any time, that was a time to boo. Jared's in Clifton Park. Jared, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how are you, my man?
All right, watching to see how this 9 minutes in this fourth quarter unfolds. The Jets are minus three. They're up four right now.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to table the Jets for a second. I want to talk about last night's game, and you bring up a really good point about organizational breakdown. And what I want to pose to you is, what do you think over time is going to be the bigger breakdown? Is it the 2004 ALCS loss to the Boston Red Sox, or is it last night's game? Because you can make that argument all day long. The fundamentals were not there.
I'll tell you why. It's going to be last night's game. Like 20 years have gone by. There are kids that don't remember that. I was in high school when that happened. I barely remember it. I got to go back to YouTube and watch and get the flashbacks of how it went down. Also, that team had won. Right? That team had championships. That team was up 3-0, didn't have the pitching, things didn't go that way, and you know, the curse ended and whatever. But that team also came back, and parts of that team, led by Jeter, won again. So, I don't think that one is going to sting as much over time. I don't think that one, you know, there's going to be Yankee fans that will say, no, that year was a year. But, this one is so fresh and brand new. It's a fresh wound that is not going to heal right away. And there's going to be so many people doing podcasts and radio shows and conversations about all of this. And the only way for it to change is for them to win a World Series. And we don't know when they're getting back to another one.
So, Keith, great. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And that begs the question of, A, you think Soto's going to be in pinstripes next year? Do you think they can win with Judge? And, of course, Boone. You know, I'm not a Boone guy, right? I think there was a caller before who brought up Girardi. I'd much rather see Girardi back, you know, or find
Cashman
somebody
would
else.
Cashman
would
never.
No, he won't. He won't. But
sorry, thanks for the call, Jared. We're up against it. I'll answer your questions. Do I think Juan Soto is in pinstripes next year? I don't, because I think that there are going to be more than one team that's willing to go past the line that the Yankees won't. Like, how many times the Yankees weren't going to pay Yamamoto $325? I bet you that $25 million would have been nothing to them if they had Yamamoto in the World Series instead of Rodon. You know what I'm saying? I think that somebody's going to pay a higher price. And if Juan Soto is like we think he is after his comments yesterday, going to the highest bidder, I don't think that the Yankees are going to be the highest bidder. Somebody's going to outbid them. And can they win with Judge? They have no choice. Judge has another 7 years on his contract. I hope that this experience changes Judge. I hope that the experience this offseason of him becoming a father and seeing, you know, his seed, I hope that changes Judge, where Judge can be a monster in the postseason the way he is in the regular season. And Boone is the manager, at least for next year. And Girardi never. Same way Jordan Montgomery wasn't coming back. Cashman not bringing Girardi back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.